Ken Dodd, me, hundreds of old people. Okay, Ken Dodd, home, you're monstrous, right? Fat, mad woman, sat there, cross-legged. Every time Dodd goes, home, she goes, ah, like that, right? I mean, everyone's ignoring her. She must go to every concert, obviously a bit of a stalker. Dodd, not put off at all, just doing his thing. Ah, home, ah. Jane's going, don't look. I'm going, you're having a laugh, ain't you? I can't take my eyes off her. I'm looking at this. Every time I go, hum, I'm looking at him, I'm looking at her, I'm looking at him like that, back and back and forth. It's like tennis in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was like, and so she's there, all right? And this is a true story. After about 20 minutes, her hand goes down the leggings. Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, right? So everyone just, I can feel them all go around. I'm going, oh my God, oh my God. Suddenly this is interesting again. Hum, right? So I'm just, and. No, but she's not doing it discreetly. Her little fucking legs are straight out now. I mean, 20 yards in front of Dodd, tries to make little sort of jokes about tax evasion. It was under the carpet. Right? And she's... No, but she's making a noise. Not my fucking... She's sort of going... because she was Flipper, right? And, what? Timmy's fallen down a well. I think she wants us to follow her. Right? So she's going on. Right? She's going away. She finishes. She goes, ah. Has another sandwich. Oh. True story. I don't know why I told you, but it's a true. It's out of my head and into yours now. Oh. Mmm. Oh. This show's called Science, by the way. People say that Oscar Wilde is the greatest genius that's ever lived. Let's test that. Here's one of his. All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That is his. That sounds a bit gay to me. Just, I don't know. Give it another go, isn't it, one? I couldn't help it. I can resist everything except temptation. That sounds gay as well. I want to start that with an ooh. I want to go, oh, I couldn't help it. You know? And I want to end it with, I can resist everything except temptation. Chance would be a fine thing. Do you know what I mean? And when he went through customs all those years ago in New York, and the customs officer, just doing his job, said, have you anything to declare? Oscar Wilde famously said, nothing but my genius. It's not witty. He planned that. I bet the first time he went through customs in a foreign country, he was all, yes, sir, no, sir. Anything to declare? No. On you go. Thank you. Oh, I just thought of something fucking brilliant to say. Oh. Excuse me, can I go? No, no. Oh, God. He had to wait weeks in those days, back on a boat to England, planning it. Anything to declare? Nothing but my genius. I'll be in a book of quotations, won't I? So he gets there again, finds the same bloke, goes on, look, goes, on you go. Oh, didn't even fucking ask me that time. Excuse me, they didn't ask me for anything to declare. Random. Oh, fucking random. Back on the boat, 3 weeks planning, anything to declare, no genius. Gets there again, right? Gets in the same bloke's queue. This time he looks all shifty, so he gets called out. And the bloke goes, did you buy anything? That's not the question. Just say, have you anything to declare? Have you anything to declare? Nothing but my genius. Who's the butt plugs? They're mine. Why do people use euphemisms like that? They go, like that. Like but you've said it. We know what you've said mental. In fact, you've said it so more people can understand, the deaf and foreigners can understand what you're saying now. And they don't want to say fat anymore. They use euphemisms for fat. They don't want to say fat because it's a derogatory term. It's not, it's descriptive, okay? They say things like, oh, you know Brenda? No. Oh, you know Brenda. But big girl. What, 7 foot? No, not tall. But big, what does she look like? Oh, but, you know, she's clammy even in winter. Just say fat. You know Brenda. She's out of breath just standing up at her desk. I've been accused in the past of having a go at fat people. I've never had a go at fat people. I've only ever pointed out the scientific fact that you get fat, you put on weight, you put on a subcuticle layer of fat, if you take in more calories than you burn off. That's indisputable, okay? I don't judge them in any other aspect of their life, but they got fat because they took on more calories than they burn off, okay? And they knew that is what was happening. No one ever got fat behind their own back. No one ever went, "Huh? What the fuck's that?" No one's creeping in to thin people's apartments and injecting their lettuce with a million calories, okay? So they're doing it. They're doing it with their own free will, and they know that's what's making them fat, okay? You see a fat person surrounded by puddings, right? You go up to him, you go, "Frank, you know what's making you fat?" He doesn't go, "Is it all the running?" He knows it's... So what I'm saying is, you get fat if you eat too much and you know that's what's happening. But I don't judge them in any other aspect of their life. I don't make value judgments in any other corridors of their existence. If I see a fat person, I don't go, "Oh, he's fat, therefore he's probably jolly." A lot of them are miserable. If I see a fat girl, I don't go, "Oh, she'd be pretty if she lost weight." That's rarely the case, so don't... A lot of them started eating because they had fuck all to lose, if I'm being... I don't want any fat people to feel uncomfortable at one of my gigs, so next time, buy two seats. I'm joking. I haven't got a problem with fat people. In fact, I feel sorry for them. No, even though it is their own fault, and it is their own fault, I feel sorry for them, particularly women, because I think fat is a feminist issue. Men get fat and we go, "Fuck it, all bought and paid for," right? We don't come under the same scrutiny of society as women, because they're inundated with how they should look. This size zero models and magazines with look like this and this diet, that diet, keep your man. And I think they make such an effort. You see fat girls, they make an effort. They've always got lovely hair, aren't they? They're always having their hair done. They've always got lovely hair and lovely long nails. They make an effort. Anything but jogging. Right? But they love high heels, don't they? Fat girls, they love high heels. They think it makes their legs look less... It doesn't. You can just hear them coming now. Not on the lino. Up and down the lawn. It's good for it. Go on. There you go. But I'm not having a go. I was into Radio 4 the other day, and there was a discussion about political correctness. My name came up straight away, as always, OK? And this woman was going... "Well, yeah, it's not right. You know, it's not clever. He makes fun of fat people. He makes jokes about fat people. And it's not right. I mean, he wouldn't make jokes about gay people, would he? And being fat is like being gay." What? No, it's not. You can't choose your sexuality. We've established you choose to be fat by eating... Right, OK. But with your sexuality, you're born, you grow up, you discover you like same-sex relationships, you move to Brighton, and... And that's it. You're gay. With being fat, you have to work... For being fat to be the same as being gay, you'd have to be born straight, grow up knowing you're straight, but gradually and consciously wean yourself on to cock. Do you know what? It doesn't happen.
"Happy 16th birthday, son. This is Raoul, right? Suck his cock. I'm heterosexual father." Oh, with his newfangled words. Suck his cock. Come on. I don't like cock. Doesn't like cock. How do you know if you've never tried it? Well, suck his cock. Come on.
Oh, suck Raoul's cock for your father. He's paid for it. Go on, suck. I don't like... Just try it. Just suck a little bit of cock. Just try...
He's bloody playing with his cock. Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Oh, doctor, come on, suck it, you bastard, suck it.
Oh, it's not so bad, is it?
I fucking love these.
When that happens, being fat will be like being gay. Until then, it ain't. When the doctor gave me the painkillers, this is true, he said, "No, you can't drink alcohol with these." And I went, "I don't want them then." And he went, "What?" I said,
give me some you can drink alcohol with. And he went, we are not meant to drink with any painkillers. Who are you, my fucking mother? Just go. So, yeah, I've been walking around like the elephant man. Oh, but without the big cock, obviously. I assume he had a big elephant's cock to go with the head, so I don't... Then it would balance things out, wouldn't it? No, because then he'd look in the mirror and he'd go, oh, no. What? Fucking Zippy, what the fuck was that? No, shut up. So, no, then he'd sort of go, oh, no. Oh, look at that head. Hold on, though. What's going on down here? Swings and roundabouts. Let's celebrate. The buns are on me. So, yeah, that's my problems. I didn't cancel, though. Don't you hate that when an artist cancels? You turn up and you go, concert cancelled due to sore throat. Or, I couldn't go on, I was depressed. Aw. Can you imagine a labourer trying that? Going, oh, I got a little tickle, I'm fed up. Aw, move the fucking bricks, mate. One artist has had a good excuse to cancel a concert in recent years, and that's Michael Jackson. Everyone else is a fucking malingerer. Never cancel. I had a gig in Dublin a couple of months back. O2 Arena, Dublin, 10,000 seats, sold out way in advance, getting towards the gig, looking forward to it. A few days before, all the planes start being grounded because this volcanic ash cloud. A volcano goes off in Iceland and we can't get on a plane. What's the point of fucking Iceland, really? I thought it went bankrupt. Just get rid of it. It's no good. It's not doing... Just put into... Fill in the fucking volcanoes with concrete. In fact, tarmac the whole country and make it a car park for real Europe. Waste of space. So, yeah. And sort of like pop stars and that coming to England were cancelling. They couldn't get on. And I was thinking, I can't cancel. I've got to get there. So I hired a helicopter to and from Dublin. Cost me £12,000 just because I couldn't bear to let anyone down or take the ferry. Yeah, they were still running fine, sure. I think there were extra ones they'd put on, but that would have meant mixing with the general public. And yeah. This is about as close as I ever want to be to, to no offence, scum. No. I don't know if anyone was affected by the volcanic ash cloud, but I had friends all around the world that couldn't get back. They missed weddings and funerals, and they had to put themselves up in hotels that they hadn't budgeted for weeks on end, and they couldn't get their money back because the airlines were saying, no, we can't pay you because the insurance companies won't pay us because they're saying it's an act of God. What isn't an act of God? If you believe in God, that's sort of a definition of him, isn't it? That he does everything. He's all-powerful, and he's everywhere. He invented everything. He was before he was around, there was nothing. He invented time, space, everything, OK? So he's across it all. Nothing happens by mistake. No, he's not absent-minded. A volcano going off. It's not like him going, oh, fuck, I left the oven on. That doesn't... And who are these insurance companies that know what is and isn't an act of God? How do they decide? Have they got a hotline to God? They call God up, do they? And go, ring, ring. Hello? Hello? Could I speak to God, please? Speaking. Oh, what? I didn't think you'd answer the phone yourself. What do you want? Sorry, that volcanic ash cloud, was that you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was an act of me, all right? So I shouldn't pay out? Don't fucking pay in a penny, son, no. Oh, jeez. While I've got you here, did you make a tree fall on Steve Baxter's car? A lot of Steve Baxters. To Acacia Road, Hounslow, it happened on the 3rd of June, 2015. 3rd of June, 2015. No, that wasn't me. I was in Africa then, giving AIDS to babies. He does everything.